Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
There are kids in this world who are different. Special. They go to school in a place you can't find on a map. And they're about to get a new classmate.
The door.
Do me a favor, Adam. Keep young Cadence out of our way, please. Brinley and I need to talk.
Sure. Whatever. Come on.
Get off me!
Go.
I'm so glad we're finally alone. Other than those three, but they aren't listening.
You think I have anything to say to you? After what you did to Cyrus and his mom and dad?
Cyrus was in the way.
Of what?
Of my destiny. Our destiny.
What does that even mean? Is anything you said to me true? About your childhood? Why you came here?
I fudged some details, I'll admit. But the emotions below them were real. You see, years ago, I was still a kid when a stranger contacted me. An old man. He knew things he couldn't possibly have known about my life, my dreams and ambitions, and he told me that I was destined to do great things in the future, that I was going to change the world. But I couldn't do it alone. I needed you.
Me? Why me?
I didn't understand it at the time either. The stranger couldn't even tell me your name. All he knew was that you were being protected from me.
Protected by who?
Turns out, Cadence Cavendish.
My mom.
The stranger told me that if I didn't find you, I was destined to be a failure, to lead a cold, miserable, lonely life and die penniless and alone. So I traveled a great distance to get here. And when I arrived on Elixir Key, I was amazed at what was already waiting. This man and his wife, Guinevere Fontaine, had founded a remarkable place in which to conduct their experiments.
Time travel experiments.
Not at first. Not exclusively, anyway. But they had stumbled upon an extraordinary child. One whose abilities allowed him to channel the electromagnetic makeup of this area in order to create fissures in time and space. But no matter how many times we tried, we couldn't control the portals. And so one after another, we lost staff members who were replaced by children. An entire student body made of kids who were
out of time.
And memory loss was an unavoidable side effect of Penn's powers.
What does any of this have to do with me and my mother?
There were still things I needed to accomplish. And like the old man said, I couldn't accomplish them without you. Without your intellect and vision.
So you brought me here, using my mother as bait.
Only Cyrus found us first. I improvised, conjured up a school tour, even let him discover our little secret in the basement. I had a feeling you couldn't resist trying to save him.
And then you pretended to rescue me from the gators on my first night.
When you arrived, you were so much more than I could have imagined. And I knew that we were meant to do incredible things together.
So you tricked me. pretending you were helping me find my mother and take on the headmaster, the farmy guys? Did you fake being stabbed by Kazu?
That's how far I was willing to go, Brinley. For you, for us. And together, we will go so much further into the past and the very beginning of our story.
I'm so sorry.
Why are you apologizing? You saved us, Bird.
But before you went missing, I said terrible things. I called you a coward.
I'm not going to pretend that didn't hurt. But believe me, I'm over it.
Are you sure?
She's sure. We're just happy to be with you.
How are things back home? You've been on your own.
Listen, I need to say something about Holiday Corp.
Plenty of time for that later, Birdie.
Yeah. Right now, let's just focus on what we're dealing with on this island.
Want to fill us in?
Well, we're still catching up ourselves, but for starters, there's a guy named Jude who runs the place, and he's really bad news.
We think he's got Brinley and Casey, but we don't know what he wants.
Okay, so we rescue Brinley, right? Not that complicated.
Also, portals.
Portals? As in...
Time travel portals. We believe that's why I got tall. For a time, I was in a different time.
Okay. Didn't see that one coming, McFly.
Whoa. Not again.
No, I think this is a portal opening.
I can confirm that, James.
Mirabelle.
Dr. Solstice? What are you doing here?
Jude is planning something very dangerous. Something that could destroy this entire island. But I think you can help stop it, Dr. Anders.
Me?
You and Cyrus. I know that you have extensive experience with the Gen A serum.
I did. Long time ago.
I told you how we tweaked the formula in order to make WIT kids more susceptible to suggestion.
Like you did to Casey.
I'm hoping you might be able to reverse it.
Is that blood?
My son Penn's blood.
Is that how you really think of him? As your son?
He was brought here from Whittier Labs as a baby. I raised him and... And I'm tired of him being used as a pawn in Jude's game. I can get you access to a lab. I need you to come up with an antidote, so they won't be able to control him any longer.
The door.
Are you saying you want me to...
opens.
Step into a portal with you? And go where?
Anywhere. Everywhere.
That's specific.
I know you feel the connection between us. You said so in the cave before Cyrus arrived.
But it was all based on a giant lie. And after what you did to me, to Cyrus, to my family, you really think I'd step into a time portal with you? I wouldn't go to a Chick-fil-A with you.
Let me go instead, Jude. I want to go through that portal.
This doesn't concern you, KD.
Of course it concerns me.
Adam, please get her under control.
He said to leave him alone.
I never should have turned you back on.
Okay, what about my mother?
What about her?
What happens to her? And to Casey?
You want to see your mum again, don't you? The version of her you knew.
Yes.
We can find her. And you could be with her again.
And the rest of my family?
You don't belong here, Brinley. You never did. You must have always felt that. That you were different. Not because of some special serum or because you were built in a lab, but because of who you are and what you can do.
Do you even know how to control these portals?
Remy does.
Where is she?
Remy was lost somewhere. You can thank Penn and Casey for that. But I learned from her and the podcast she made, and I believe I can navigate my way through time. So, now I'm done talking about it.
Power the door.
The pieces are finally in place. Penn?
The door.
Casey?
Power the door.
What say we open the portal? Shall we?
The door.
Power the door.
It opens.
Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.